Friends, we are continuing our shiurim. We've been learning some Hilchos Mamrim. How many people learn Hilchos Mamrim? Not so many. In any event, we saw in a previous shiur some time ago, even if you don't remember it, you didn't hear it, don't worry about it. It says that somebody who's not Moide B'Torah Shebal Peh, he's not a Zakin Mamre Amr B'Torah. He's not Bikoris, but he's not a Zakin Mamre. There are special dinim that apply to a Zakin Mamre. Once it's mispar saying that he's a kofer b'torah shebal peh, moridin osev lo malin, v'raya gushar kol apikorsim ha'amurim, ha'omrim torah min ha'shamayim, v'amosim v'amurim, she'kol eilu einam b'chlal Yisrael, v'eino tzorach lo'edim lo asurav lo dayanam ela kol ahoregem, osa mitzvah gadol lehesim michshol. Obviously they don't do that b'zman hazeh, but that's the din of the apikorsim. In a world where God's glory is revealed and they're nevertheless denying God, and we have the power to carry this out. But again, obviously not today. And then the Rambam says, "Bamedvar mamurim beishi shakofer b'torah shebal peh b'machshavto b'dvarim shenirula v'alach achadato akala v'achar shuris libo v'koifer b'torah shebal peh tchila ketzelik v'baisus v'chein kol atoim achar v'ol b'nei atoim elus." So the Rambam says this is all a person who's kofer b'torah shebal peh and his thoughts and what appears to him, and he goes after his light knowledge, and after a shrewd halev, and he's koyfer b'torah shebal peh, like tzaddik and baisus. But the sons of these people, and their grandsons, the noldu ben hakaraim, those who were just born amongst the Karaites, they're like a tinok shenishba, and like an anus, the Rambam says. And even though he hears afterwards he's a Jew, he's like an anus, because he's raised with this mistake. And therefore, what should you do to these people? Afikach roi lachzirim b'tshuva, v'lamashchem b'divrei shalom, ad sheyachzru le'isan ha'Torah. And therefore, such people, it's roi to be machzir them b'tshuva, and to draw them with words of peace, until they come back to the strength of Torah. So the Rambam says that Karoim are like Tinoko Shenishbu. And based on this, the Beis Yosef writes in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel, that Karoim don't have a din mummer, and therefore you're not allowed to lend them money, beribis. And you're also not allowed to borrow from them money, beribis. The Beis Yosef brings the Nemuke Yosef in Bav Mitzia, the fine Aleph on the base, who writes the name of the Ramban, to be Matir, to be Malve Mumer Beribis. Kaven to Moridim Osam, they have a din of Moridim, Labor, Velavachichu, and they're not our brothers. Since there's a din of Moridim, they're not our brothers, you can be Malve a Mumer Beribis. And on this continues the Nemuke Yosef, Vim Toimar Tenach Mumra Atzmo Shkemish Yodei Ribonim Skavin Nimra B'Koifru. I understand the Mumra himself. He knows God, and he's Mamisha Russia. Aval Ben Mumeres Kevin Shin is God all the same. Shalov of De Kuchovim. Shoyi Huven Moridim. But somebody who's born into it is the son of a Mumeres. He's the son of such a person. A woman, she converted to Christianity, or she raised him to be a Kofer Chas Shalom. So he doesn't know any better. Lav milsihi, the chiam rinan, hachi, hani mi lebetinok shenish beben akum shlo akir toris yisrael meyoyla. Aval zeh sheomid ben yisrael, v'holich medag b'chuk same shel akum in a moridim. So he says, l'chorah, they're not min a moridim, because it's not their fault. And then he says, Lav Milsi, it's not true. Because who is faultless? Who is guiltless? Somebody who's mamish atinok shenish ben a goyim. Mamish didn't know any better. He was raised amongst the goyim. But somebody who's raised amongst Jews, and he goes and he clings to the ways of the goyim, min amoridimu. And Memela, obviously, they're not our brothers, and you can lend Baribis. He brings to the Yerushalmi Perek Beis Avodah Zarah Kusim Mishakilkulu Maaseh Mutar La'Avosim Baribis. Them and their sons, since they were raised amongst the Jews, they should know better. They don't have a din achicha. This is all written in the Chiddush HaRamban above Metziah and Aleph Amid Beis Bishuni Loshon Ktzas Ayin Sham. Beis Yosef brings him and he says that it's negative for HaRamban. In other words, what's the din of the sons of these mumrim, of these kofrim, of these kusim, of these apikorsim, of these of the avodah zarah? So according to the Nemukah Yosef, they're out. According to the Rambam, they have a din of tinuk shenishba. Beis Yosef says we pass like the Rambam. Shach argues, Sif Katan Vav. He says that the karayim are not achicha. Chazanish in Yoridea, Simon Bey, Sivkot Nyches, is Tamei on the Gemara and Makis, and Avches. Amid Bey, she Yisrael, Gola Alidei Kusi, Vekevin Shekusin Kofrin Torah Shabal Peh, Kitstukim, Hare Dinam Huma Reedin Velo Malim, Vech Shaykh Alze Golos. It says that a Jew who accidentally kills a Kusi goes to Golos. But since kusim are kofrim Torah Shabal Peh, like the tztukim, they have a din of moridim below malim. So how's it shaykh to send a person to galus for accidentally killing somebody who anyway is a din of moridim? Anyway is a din of hariga. So look there in the Chazon Ish, who says that we're talking about their sons. About them, the Rambam writes that they don't have a din moridim. That's who you're going to Golos for, the sons. And look there in the Chazon Ish, he asks from the Gemara in Gittin, Yud Amud Beis, Demiikar Adin Kusim Ksherim Leidus, Vimdina Bimoridim Hech Ksherim. Demiikar Adin Kusim are Kasher Leidus, and if their Din is Moridim, how are they Kasher Leidus? Baal Korchenu, we have to say, it's talking about their sons, the son of a different din. Abazoi, kimt for the Shaila, we have the following question. Ladas haramban vanemuke Yosef that we mentioned, who writes even about the Kusim that their sons are not achicha, and the Ramban says that it's talu in the din of Moridim, since they have a din of Hariga, they're not considered achicha. So how's their golus al yidei kusim? How's their golus al yidei kusim? They have a din of hariga. They have a din of moridim. And how are they kosher leidus? They're not achicha. So what are we going to do according to the Shita of the Ramban, the Mukhi Yosef? So Agoyin HaGadol, David Yitzchok Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and his Yad Melech, one of the best Tzvarim in the history of the world. So he writes as follows. The Beis Yosef brings from the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis in the first parak of Chulin. When he says that the kids are off the hook, that they're tinokos shenishbu, and the Shach says that it doesn't say this in the Rambam, and the Nekudas HaKosef he writes that you're right, it's not in the Perish of Mishnayis. But it does say it here in the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamre, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. That's interesting. The Shach asked that it's not in the Rambam, the Perush of Mishnayos, and the Perush of Mishnayos in the Mahadura of Harav Kappa. That he does say that only the first ones are the apikorsim and not their kids. So at least in one girsa, the Rambam does say. But still, why does the Beis Yosef bring from the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, who writes it so bekitzer, and he doesn't bring from the Rambam here in the Yad, who's more mefurish? So it appears follows, Zokt Rav Man, that the Ramban asked, what's the difference between a ben mumeris from a tinok shenishba? Tinok shenishba is chayv a karbon, is considered achicha. Mashen ken ben mumeris, not achicha. And he answers, like we said, that he doesn't know Torah Yisrael. Aval zeh omed ben Yisrael lechem adavik b'chuk ha'yseyem. The tinok shenishba doesn't know any better. But this guy knows better. Like today they say people are tinok shenishbu. I hope they are, but it's hard to say. Everyone has the internet today in the world, in the more civilized, advanced world where Jews are. And they all know about Jews. They all can go to Chabad.org or Aish or any of these places and find out. There are always people, there are always Jews around. There's always, wherever you go, there's a Chabadnik. They once asked the Panovich Rav if there's life on other planets. He says, I don't know. But if there would be, there'd be a Chabad house there. From the fact that there's no Chabad house there, there's probably no life there. So, the Ramban's answer is that if he's Ome Ben Yisrael, Holecha Medag B'chukoseim, he's not considered a Tinok Shenishba. L'chayra. Still doesn't, it's not so glad. The Seif Seif, Onosu. He's still Onos, and he's still Omer Mutter. This is Derech Avosav. So why is it different than a Tinok Shenishba? That's what the Rambam says. He knows he's a Jew, but he was raised with their mistake. So what's the svara of the Ramban that they should have a din moridin if they were raised as a mummer? The kid's raised, he doesn't know any better. We have to say, like we said in a previous shir, that the Yisod Din Moridin is not a din in it's not an Aveira and an Onish. Rather, somebody first takes himself out of Klal Yisrael, and now he's Mufka from a Din Yisrael, and then as an outcome of that, there are certain Hanhagos that bring upon him this Din of Moridin. Because he's going to cause Jews harm. So therefore there's a din of Moridim. So first he takes himself out of Klal Yisrael. And then he does these Anhagas of Moridim, which we discussed at length in the previous shir. And in this, that Ramban holds that it's not a din of Onas or Ratzon. Because it's a Metzias. The Metzias, he's Yotzim in a Klal. And since it's not an onesh, the Moridim is not an onesh, so it doesn't matter whether or not he's guilty. He has this mitzvah that he's not part of Klal Yisrael anymore, and he's causing them damage, so he's a din of Moridim. Famous Rebbe Chanan, the Perush Shel Agados, B'Sofo, B'Sefer Kovetz Ma'amarim. Rav Chanan brings in the name of the Reb Chaim, the Bir Divrei Rambam, Perakim Lochtru Alach Zayin, the Miyashiv the Hasagas Haravid. Shagam Onosai Yidei Daito Havimin Vein Lochelik Olam Habad Lekap Toroinus Vishog Biyosei Min. That even if a person doesn't know any better, he's still a min. He still loses Chelik in Olam Habad. There's no Toroinus. Why? Because the Yisod of the losing your Chelik in Olam Habad. The Rambam says, Perek Aleph Miyachosev Salach Yud, is Beyosim Mechutz Li Yisrael. He's not part of the Jewish people anymore. This is not Nafkamina if he's Onus or Shogeg. And that's the Chilik of the Ramban Bein tinok shenishba lebein ha'akum. And bein tinok shenishba lebein omei bein Yisrael amadabe v'holech amadabe v'chukosein. Somebody who's living amongst Jewish people, and he still goes, living in New York City, and he goes to church on Sunday, a Jewish guy. Not a tinok shenishba, he's living amongst Jews. Because we need a maisa prisha. So when he's amongst Jews and he's not doing like the Jews, and he's holech umadavik b'chukoseyem, he's yoytzei miklal Yisrael lios ka'akum. So he doesn't mais for sin, he need a maisa prisha from Kali, so you have to take yourself out. So this guy is living amongst Jews, and he's taking himself, he's doing a maisa to be mafki himself from Kali Yisrael. That's why we're so machmir in his din. He's not a chicham or reedin. Aval b'she'eino omeid bein Yisrael. He's not amongst Jews, and he never was. There's no maisa prisha, there's no maisa yitzia. He's not separating himself from Kal Yisrael, and therefore he's considered a chicha. To be ois a chicha, to lose your status, you can do a maisa prisha. Ulfi zeh, we can say b'das haramban, that this is only linyan shem achicha. Avalinyan moridin befa'al, which we can say according to the Ramban, is a punishment that he has. Because he's a person that lefi his mitzias, he has this din. Since the Rambam writes in Lo Sasei Reish Tzadik Daled that there's an Azhara Miyuchedes Shalonara Loisase Dover Shalonara Shisa'anus Ala Maisa, in other words, you're not only not punishing because there's a Ptur, but it's a Din Miyuched An Ones that there's no Onesh. That's the Din. Not only because you're putter when you're onus, there's no onish. No, there's a din miyuchad on onus that there's no onish. Ulanar lo sase dover. And the Rambam is well known, Perakei Mesirat Torah l'chadalid, that even with an aver b'shogeg, there's no onish. If somebody was over on one of the big three, bonus. So he's not punished. He did an avera, but he's not punished. He should have died, but if he didn't, he's not punished. Why? Because there's a din miyuchad b'she'onesh that there's no onesh bonus. If a person's honest. And if so, Gamdin Moridim, then why is this punishment coming upon him? He's honest. He didn't know any better. Maybe that's also included in the din of Nail and Osasa Dabar. You can't punish him for when he's in honest. And we can add that if the minim are killed because they're caused tzara to the Jewish people, the perish is that the very fact that he's a min that's Meitzerli Yisrael. The fact that we have minim amongst us is causing tzara to the Jewish people, that they lead us off the path, bad influences. And if so, if he becomes a min ba'onis, pshat is that he's nenas not only on the fact that he's a min, but also on the lahatzer li es Yisrael. So therefore he's on us. And the maisa, you can't be moridim. Even though he has the yisod hadin of moridim. Because he was motzi himself from Kal Yisrael. And he's meitzer li Yisrael. So in theory, he has a din of moridim. But you can carry it out. Why can't you carry it out before? Because we have a rule that when there's onus, you don't carry out punishments. It's a special din in onus. When there's onus, there's no punishment. When she's raped, you don't do anything to her. And therefore, a person gets galus when he kills a kusi accidentally. Because lemaisa, there's no din moridim. Lemaisa, there's no din moridim on this kusi because he's honest. And that the Ramban writes the din of moridim ben mishumedes, unlike a tinok shenishba, that's klape yisoda din shalav achicha. That's Paul, the din moridim. As a moridim before, according to the Ramban, you don't do. Because that's what we're saying, pshat in the Ramban. Pshat in the Ramban is you're not doing b'leinin onesh, you're not carrying out this onesh of moridim if the person's an ones, even though in principle they're lav achicha. We have a special din when there's an ones, there can't be a carried out punishment, but there's still lav achicha. So when he says moridim beben mishum edes, unlike a tinok shenishba, that's only klape yisod adin shel lav achicha. That's Paul the din moridim. And also when he writes betinok shenishba shemitzvah lachiyoso, it doesn't apply to ben mishumedes. So the maisa, since he's not a chicha, there's no mitzvah lachiyoso. But lahargan befoal, the Ramban would say is aser, and therefore there's a chiyuv galus aide kusi, because the kusi is aser bahariga. And also legabe edus. Maybe the Ramban holds that they're kosher leedus, because if it was midin moridin like the Rambam holds, then midin moridin when a person has a din moridin they're pasul leedus, perikin alf miyuchas leedus. So here they have a din moridin, they should be pasul leedus. But the Ramban holds no, meitzib sula vera. Like we saw in the previous shiur, if I'm correct, the name of them Rebina. And since they're onus and they're averus, machmas shibush daitum, shalpanim ochem darach avoseim, therefore they're ksherim leidus. If it's psul avera, but it's not their fault, it's their kosher leidus. So al din moridim, in principle they have it, but you can't carry it out. But they're taka labachicha. But now we understand pshat in the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? How can the Ramban explain the Gemara in Makis that for a kusi one goes to galus? I have a din of moridin. Yes, they have a din of moridin, but you're not carrying it out before, because if it's a ben kusi, ben mishumedes, ben mumer, whatever, it's you're not carrying it out before. So therefore, there's now that I kill them, there's a din galus. And they're psula. This is psula vera, but it's not their fault. So since it's not their fault, then they don't have this psul aver in their kasha leidus. Okay, this is a very, very broad topic. And mir tashem hadron alach, I hope to return to it. And we should be zoch ataka lil modu the lamed lishmor balas lakaimus kol ibris samotor osu behava main via main. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.